DeepEnglish.com.
All human life, all life, depends on plants, says Jonathan Drory in his TED Talk about the Millennium Seed Bank. Did he say all human life, all life, depends on plants? Yes, he said all human life, all life, depends on plants. Did Jonathan Drory say this? Yes, Jonathan Drory said this. This project involves collecting seeds in an underground storage facility strong enough to withstand a nuclear attack. Does the Millennium Seed Bank collect pests? No, the Millennium Seed Bank doesn't collect pests. The Millennium Seed Bank collects seeds. Do they store them in the clouds? No, they don't store them in the clouds. They store them in an underground storage facility. It holds over 2 billion seeds, which represent over 10% of the world's variety of plants. How many seeds does it hold? It holds over 2 billion seeds. Does this represent more or less than 10% of the world's variety of plants? This represents more than 10% of the world's variety of plants. Drory points out that plants are important to humans for medicine, fuel, construction, clothing, and, of course, food. Are plants important to humans for medicine and fuel? Yes, plants are important to humans for medicine and fuel. How else are plants important to humans? Plants are also important to humans for construction, clothing, and, of course, food. The world's oldest seed bank was created by Nikolai Vavilov to protect humanity's food supply. Who created the world's oldest seed bank? Nikolai Vavilov created the world's oldest seed bank. Why did he create the world's oldest seed bank? He created the world's oldest seed bank to protect humanity's food supply. Vavilov was born in Moscow in 1887. When and where was Vavilov born? Vavilov was born in Moscow in 1887. He grew up in rural Russia, in an area that faced crop failure, drought, and famine during his childhood. Did he grow up in an area that faced crop failure and drought? Yes, he grew up in an area that faced crop failure and drought. What other problems did this area face? It also faced famine. According to one source, he was obsessed from an early age with ending famine in both his native Russia and the world. What was he obsessed with? He was obsessed with ending famine in both his native Russia and the world. Vavilov determined that the biggest danger to food security was overdependence on a single species of crops. Did he believe that the biggest danger to food security was underdependence on a single species of crops? No, he didn't believe that the biggest danger to food security was underdependence on a single species of crops. He believed that the biggest danger to food security was overdependence on a single species of crops. If a disease or pest were to wipe out a species of plant, it could cause millions to starve. What could happen if a disease or pest were to wipe out a species of plant? If a disease or pest were to wipe out a species of plant, it could cause millions to starve. The solution to world hunger was genetic diversity. What was the solution to world hunger? The solution to world hunger was genetic diversity. With enough seed diversity, scientists would be able to breed new varieties of plants that could withstand drought, pests, disease, or whatever the danger might be. What could new varieties of plants withstand? New varieties of plants could withstand drought, pests, disease, or whatever the danger might be. Vavilov traveled the world, visiting 5 continents, collecting seeds, and founded the world's first seed bank in Leningrad. Did Vavilov travel the world? Yes, Vavilov traveled the world. How many continents did he visit? He visited 5 continents. Why did he travel the world? He traveled the world collecting seeds. And what did he found? He founded the world's first seed bank in Leningrad. Vavilov fell out of favor with Stalin in 1941 and was arrested by the KGB. What happened to Vavilov in 1941? In 1941, Vavilov fell out of favor with Stalin and was arrested by the KGB. Vavilov only survived 1 year in prison due to a poor diet of frozen cabbage and moldy wheat. What kind of diet did Vavilov have in prison? In prison, he had a poor diet of frozen cabbage and moldy wheat. Ironically, the man who was obsessed with ending famine died of starvation. How did Vavilov die? Ironically, he died of starvation. Vavilov's work did not end with his death. What happened to Vavilov's work after he died? Vavilov's work did not end after he died. Not long after he was arrested, Leningrad was put under siege by the Nazis. Was Leningrad put under siege? Yes, Leningrad was put under siege. Who put Leningrad under siege? The Nazis put Leningrad under siege. It was a 2.5-year siege under which over 1 million died, many due to starvation. How long did the siege last? The siege lasted 2.5 years. How many people died during the siege? Over 1 million people died during the siege. It was under these conditions that the scientist who worked in Vavilov's seed bank continued their work. What did the scientist in Vavilov's seed bank do under these conditions? Under these conditions, the scientist who worked in Vavilov's seed bank continued their work. They guarded over 187,000 seeds while the city was being bombed. What did they do while the city was being bombed? While the city was being bombed, they guarded over 187,000 seeds. They didn't only protect the seeds from being destroyed by bombs, but also from the citizens of Leningrad, who were starving by the thousands. Did they protect the seeds from being bombed? Yes, they protected the seeds from being bombed. Who else did they protect the seeds from? They also protected the seeds from the citizens of Leningrad, who were starving by the thousands. The scientists, too, were starving, so they made a rule that no scientist could be in a seed storage room alone, for fear that he or she might eat the seeds. Who was also starving? The scientists were also starving. What rule did they make? They made a rule that no scientist could be in a seed storage room alone. Over the course of the siege, 9 scientists died of starvation to protect the future of millions of potential lives. How many scientists died? 9 scientists died. What did they die to protect? They died to protect the future of millions of potential lives. The Vavilov Seed Bank still continues its work today and is now one of hundreds of seed banks around the world that seek to secure the future of humanity. Is the Vavilov Seed Bank the only seed bank? No, the Vavilov Seed Bank is not the only seed bank. It is one of hundreds of seed banks around the world.